Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
I must have been away too long because my feelings are dead. I feel no remorse.
A lot happened.
I want to open the pod. Something I've been thinking about. A word that Paul and I say a lot. Word is cursed.
Cursed.
I wanted to talk about the Buffalo Bills.
Ooh.
I truly believe in the four major sports, maybe even five. I'll count like Champions League soccer. In the five major sports, there is no team more cursed, pound for pound, than the Buffalo Bills.
Okay. I agree.
Okay.
Cursed because who's lost more championships in a row than them?
Correct.
In any sport, right?
Yeah.
You got crazy plays that have happened. The Music City Miracle.
Yep.
Tennessee. They're the team that came back in the playoff game against the Oilers, right? That huge playoff game.
Yeah, the Frank Reich one.
Yeah,
Frank Reich game.
Yeah. Okay. So they got that on their side, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, Mahomes, that it's
Scott Norwood,
yeah, wide right.
They've been the best or a top three football team for about 6 years and haven't made the Super Bowl.
They're crazy. Crazy. Josh Allen hasn't won a road playoff game.
Yeah, they haven't won a road playoff game, I saw, since 1992, I want to say.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean,
1992.
It's nuts. When I say pound for pound, I'm like talking about like rabid fan base, right? Like, it's not like they're not like a new team, right? Like, I'm not going to count like the Jaguars or.
Right.
Okay. You know what I mean? Like, some of these newer, you know, teams that came about in like the 90s or the 2000s, even. Bills have been around, I guess, since the 70s, right? Or 60s, maybe?
Yeah.
You know, it's just they play. I know that the fans probably love it, but they play in like this like shit stadium. Buffalo's a brutal place to live. I mean, I don't know.
Their most famous player ever hacked up his wife and his lover. Also,
wait, what?
OJ Simpson.
Oh, yeah. You know what it is? I saw some tweets about that. Like, oh, now that OJ's dead, like the curse has been broken. I saw someone say that, and that was obviously before the game Sunday, but. It's just
I saw a meme. It was like, you know, when the ESPN came out with that 30 for 30, the four falls of Buffalo, they crossed out four and wrote eight because Josh Allen has lost four.
Yeah.
And Buffalo lost four in a row going to the Super Bowl.
It was four in a row or three? It was four Super Bowl?
Four.
Oh my God.
Yeah. The Bill Giants, obviously, Scott Norwood, Redskins. That Mark Rippon Redskins, and then yeah, twice to the Cowboys.
So, and the thing is with that will never happen again because I feel like NFL is the hardest to get back to the Super Bowl, right? So to do it four times in a row,
insane,
and lose them all,
that is wild. Because normally, if you're the best team in the NBA, like 4 years, like you're gonna win one or two, right? Like just by man, four in a row. That is
that's why sometimes I think like winning a Super Bowl. And, like, we all take it for granted. Like, we only celebrate the Super Bowl teams, and we don't celebrate when teams have really good seasons. I think winning a Super Bowl is, probably the hardest. Because everything has to line up.
And also, like, all these teams are so equal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
you need to have luck. You need to have real luck.
Yeah. I would say NFL and March Madness.
Oh, yeah.
Those two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Six games in a row and it's one and done. Which, like NFL.
Which makes the Chiefs and, I hate to say it, Paul, the UConn Huskies so special that they've been able to, you know, repeat and, you know, Chiefs are going for history, obviously. And
but you know what though, I'm gonna disagree. I don't think they're cursed. I don't believe in curses. I don't believe in boogeymen. I think McDermott called a really awful game. He had a shitty coaching game. And I think the difference is there's two things that stand out. The real difference, the coaching, because Andy going up against Andy Reid, you really see he outclassed McDermott.
Yeah.
And then the second thing is like how important home field advantage is. If the game is in Buffalo, it's probably different, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They beat him a month ago there in Buffalo. You know,
so yeah, you know they've been good. How many years in a row they win the AFC East, right?
Yeah, yeah,
five. I think it's 5 years now.
I think it's more. It might be six. I think at this point, but like, I don't believe. I think that they were good enough to win. They played an awful game defensively. They didn't run the ball, you know, like how they ran it in the second half with Cook. They didn't do that in the first half. And Josh Allen, he had lapses in the game. He started the game rough, and then he settled down, and then he had this long period in the third quarter where it was back to being rough, and then they missed the catch at the end. Like I don't know.
I just don't know how long he's going to be able to last with this style, running all the time. Like this window is going to close pretty quickly for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Josh, you said there's no boogeyman, but there's one boogeyman. It's Pat Mahomes.
Oh, yeah.
Pat Mahomes. He's a boogeyman.
That's true.
I made the joke last week when Lamar Jackson was playing Josh Allen. I said, this is basically Charles Barkley against Karl Malone. So, like, you think back to that year, you think about John Stockton, Karl Malone, Charles Barkley, Patrick Ewing, Reggie Miller, all these guys that never got titles because of one guy. It was Michael Jordan in the 90s.
Yes.
And we're watching Michael Jordan now. Pat Mahomes is Michael Jordan.
He is. He's
the best quarterback I've ever seen. He's 28 years old. He's gonna win 10 Super Bowls. I don't see when this ends. Every single time the game is on the line, he comes through. At no point in that game, Buffalo's hanging around, but you know Mahomes is always gonna make the play. Like, I don't feel that way about any other quarterback. As good as Josh Allen is, as good as Lamar Jackson is, like, in a clutch game, like it's almost like the outcome is preordained because he's that good. It's crazy. Yeah. Like, you can't give enough credit.
He has people like losing their minds, thinking everything is rigged, and I don't know. I'm 50-50 on the rigged part.
Can I tell you one thing about what that fourth down call? Am I like I watched it again a few more times? Am I the only one who thinks he didn't get there?
No, I agree with you. Where's the ball?
If you look at the ball, his ball is facing the other way, tucked to his right shoulder.
Yeah.
So it wasn't maybe his body or his head was passed, but he was holding the ball to the right.
Correct.
So I didn't think it was like very, you know, like a terrible call.
Yeah. The other thing is like live, like that's a bang bang play. And then once you make the call, it's impossible to overturn.
Exactly.
And also like it's also on Buffalo because like Josh Allen's going left every single time.
And they mentioned on the broadcast, I think it was in the first quarter or second quarter, their coaching staff knew they saw something during the week that he was going to go left. You would think Buffalo, someone's listening to the broadcast or whatever, watching the game and be like, hey, they know we're going in that gap every single time. Don't do it. But they continue to do it every single time.
They keep doing it. And then with the game on the line, like you have the QB sneak there. And then just on the other side, if you look through the mirror of it, like, Andy Reid on third down when they, you know, the clock's dead and like they have no time. Like the ball is still in Pat Mahomes' hands. Like he's not just running it and waiting. Like I think there's nothing predictable about what they do. Like he's got a guy leaking out. He's got a little dump off. All of a sudden, it's first down. Game over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. Nothing predictable about what they do is correct. And I was listening to Barstool has the shred line with Gruden and Portnoy and Stephen Che. And they do it. They've been doing it lately after like all the games are over. And Portnoy, you know, he had just lost $1 million, so he's losing his mind. And then these
chump change,
And then these Bill fans are calling up and losing their minds. And they were saying the same exact thing about how predictable it is and these plays and McDermott's got to go. But then there were some who were like, oh, it's rigged, and you know, they kept flagging that one call, and it's like, you know, what about the rest of the game? James Cook gets, right, what, 13 carries?
Yeah.
That guy's amazing.
I think some calls are shady. Like, I will agree with that. But I also have the mentality that, and maybe it's because my time watching like UFC, like when it goes to the decision, when you leave it in the judge's hands to score the card, like it may not go your way. So like you have to knock out the champ. You have to totally.
Yep.
You have to step on their throat and beat them. Yep. And if you're playing these close games, yeah, the refs are going to get involved and may not go your way.
You're down 3 with 2 minutes left with the ball. Win the game. That's it.
And Allen, I mean, man, if Kincaid catches that ball.
do you think he saw it? Do you think he saw him or just chucked it up?
I think he just chucked it up. There's no way.
He just chucked it up, right? Yeah, right.
I think he chucked it up, and it's a hard – it's so cold, and the ball was, like, spinning sideways. I don't know. Like, they say it's Kincaid, but, like, that was a hard catch.
That's a tough play to make. Yeah, that's a tough play.
I don't know how he got it off.
I know. Everything happens so quick.
But that's the difference, right? Like, down 3, go score the touchdown, win the game. Patrick Mahomes does it, and we've seen him do it. We've seen him do it in the Super Bowl. Like Josh Allen still, like, he's not there. That's the difference.
It's
crazy. Like, Mahomes is doing this with, you know, the corpse of Kareem Hunt.
Kelsey.
Kelsey. Pacheco hasn't been really anything this year.
No.
They lost Rashee Rice. Hopkins looks washed. It's really Worthy and just some mishmash of, like,
Juju.
Yeah. And what's his name? Marquise Brown. But, yeah, I mean, how are teams going to beat them? They're just going to continue to stack more weapons in the future, too. So.
And their defense is ridiculous.
Yep. They reload every year.
Yes. Yeah, Spagnuolo is the GOAT D coordinator. And they have the best home field advantage. They got Taylor Swift. What else do they got? I mean, it's just like.
Yeah, and like you guys said, like, I mean, until somebody is able to get home field advantage in the AFC title game. Like, I don't know. If every AFC title game every year is going to be an Arrowhead, like, the result is almost, like I said, preordained. Like it's just going to keep happening.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. Like, I thought, if you asked me all the teams that, like, in this season, I don't think that they played the best, but they were 15-2. They won. And the last loss was, you know, yeah, they benched everybody.
Yeah, they basically just tanked.
So really, one true loss, it was at Buffalo, and they got smoked. But
no, wasn't it really close? Wasn't it close? Now,
I think Buffalo beat them down at the end. They were up.
Well, there. Allen, I remember Allen making, like, a couple amazing plays.
It was pretty close. And then maybe at the end, they, like, ran away a little bit.
Yeah.
But like, I thought the Ravens looked better. Like, I thought the Lions were better. I thought the Bills were better. But this team kept winning.
It's unbelievable. And, yeah, I mean, Adam, you've been on the Mahomes is the greatest ever, Michael Jordan, for a while now. I'm I can't deny it. He's just like.
I've never felt where, like back when Jordan played, it was like, you knew the outcome. And that's how I feel with Mahomes. Like, you just know the outcome.
Yeah. And he's only 28. Scary. So let's say they win it this year. That's his fourth, right?
Yep.
And, you know, well, man. Brady played till he's 45. There's no saying Mahomes. I mean, he's, you know, he's kind of a freak. He gets these injuries and bounces right back, you know. Guy's got dog mentality. I mean, you know.
He wants to beat Brady for sure.
Yeah.
He's not going to stop until.
Yeah. And I love Mahomes. I mean, I've loved him since Texas Tech. I wanted the Jets to draft him. I didn't think he'd be this good, but you know, it's
yeah.
And he's going for history, right? 3 in a row. No one's ever done it. That's incredible.
Yeah,
three in a row.
Yeah. Which brings me to the next game, the Eagles and the as Josh Hart would call them, the Manders. I guess he was at the game or something. Did you see that with him and Brunson talking shit on Twitter?
Yeah.
Hart's like, oh, he left the game before the fourth quarter. And he's like, what did Hart say? He's like, I had to get home, get some rest. Someone has to play defense tomorrow or something like that.
Yeah. They were going back and forth.
But the Eagles, they're a force. They really are. I mean, they smoked the Commanders. Saquon, what else can you say? I mean, we're not gonna beat down the the Giants here.
No, you can.
You can.
Yeah, you can.
I mean, it is unbelievable.
The one interesting thing is, if you go back, right, like how they had that start, the score was 14-3.
Yeah.
And the Commanders were on their own 20-yard line. So they got to go the length of the field, you know, to score or whatnot. And they're on fourth down. They're punting it, right?
Yeah.
So they fake the punt and throw the pass to the tight end. Tight end catches it. But I'm thinking, like, if the throw was off or you don't convert on that play, right? The ball was, like, I think on the 18-yard line or something for the Eagles. Game's over. So that was it? They just, like, conceded the game?
Yeah.
I think Jaden Daniels played admirably, considering.
Yeah, all things, yeah.
You know, he didn't seem like he was scared of the moment, but the Eagles are just so much better. You know, the Eagles' corners are insane.
Yes.
Like their secondary is just, it's like
everything.
Defense in general.
Yeah, they don't have a weak spot.
They got, what's his name? The two white boy safeties, Blankenship and DeJean.
DeJean's awesome. DeJean's awesome.
Yeah.
They're tough. Jalen Carter's just an absolute freak in the middle.
Yeah.
So good.
They're a force offense. I mean, Adam, I know you like to get on Hurts. If they did have maybe a little bit more of like a traditional quarterback, who knows?
Yeah, you know, it just kind of works for them with the, you know, they get that tush push thing going on.
Yeah.
And the little play option with Barkley.
He can move. He can make some nice throws from time to time. I mean, him and AJ Brown were connecting the other
game. Yeah, they're so freaking loaded with pass catchers. It's almost like, you know, you might as well just get a mobile guy.
Yeah.
Because any quarterback could make it happen.
Yeah, there's just weapons all over the field. That's another big home field advantage. Man, how lucky are Eagles fans? They had three home playoff games. Three.
Yeah.
How awesome is that?
What a deserving fan base. Great defense for that.
I work with a guy. He's season ticket holder, and you know he's part of a group of like 60 guys who tailgate. You imagine like three Sundays in a row doing that? That's pretty awesome, but. Whatever.
It is.
You know, they're shooting off gunshots, you know, celebrating Philly. You know.
Philly.
I'm so pumped for the Super Bowl. Like, I know it's, you know, we've been there, done that. We did it 2 years ago. But it's the rematch. I think these are far and away, not far and away. I think these are the clear two best teams. And
hate to say, but maybe the two best franchises.
In NFL?
Consistent winners,
That's true. The way they're run and whatnot. Yeah, no, very, very much so. I don't think people want to put Sirianni in that like top 10 coach category. I don't know when he'll get his dues, but he wins, you know. He makes it work. So but I wanted to go back real quick, I mean, to the cursed franchise thing. What would you say? I mean, I know we got to kind of like think quickly here, but like, what would you say is like the top five in no particular order, just in all the major sports?
Well, Bills.
Bills, definitely.
Giants.
Oh, don't put the Giants.
I think you had to put the Browns in there.
You have to, right? They've never even been to a Super Bowl.
Because they went to Baltimore?
Yeah, they went to, and like this whole, I don't know, like the icing on the cake, I think maybe this Sean, like you trade for Deshaun Watson and give him the biggest contract in history and he becomes like a serial sex offender.
Yeah. They've never even been to a Super Bowl and they're one of the oldest franchises in the sport. That's crazy. I mean, I know the Super Bowl's only been around for, 60 years, something like that. Lions never been to a Super Bowl. They're one of the oldest teams.
What about the Vikings, too?
Vikings, you got to put in there.
Yeah.
The Jets, obviously, you got to put in there. Even the Dolphins, you got to put it, right? I mean, they haven't won it since the early 70s. I think they have the longest playoff win drought, too.
Yeah, they haven't won a playoff game in a long time.
I think in the
They can't millennium. Win games when it's below 50.
Yeah, they really can't. They're such a disadvantage playing in Miami. It's bizarre. Cardinals, they're one of the oldest team franchises, never won a Super Bowl.
How about Sacramento Kings?
Sacramento Kings, you got to put in there. There's so many. I mean, Cleveland Indians, right? They have the longest baseball drought. Or Guardians, whatever they're called. Hockey, you have, I guess, the Sabres. Speaking of Buffalo, Sabres have never won it. It's a cursed city. Maple Leafs haven't won it since the 60s, I think. And they have, like, the biggest fan base, which is crazy.
It's, It's so heartbreaking. Like, I felt truly bad for Detroit when they lost.
Yeah.
Like, you have such a good season, and they've been such a bad franchise for so long. I felt bad for them. I thought this was the year that they could go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I thought no one was going in there to win at Detroit, the crowd, but
they got crushed. And then the Eagles crushed them. So that just shows you how good the Eagles are, I guess.
Do you think Detroit's going to take a step back because they lost both coordinators, or do you think that's not a huge deal?
I think so.
Yeah. I think they're going to be deflated too. You know?
Maybe a little hangover from this.
What a way to end the season. I mean, it's going to be tough to come back motivated. Maybe they do. I don't know.
But Chicago's going to be better with Johnson, so it's like in your division.
Yeah.
It's a whole bunch of things going against them.
Yeah, that was very, very deflating. Ravens, too, very deflating the way they ended the season. I mean,
Andrews,
man. I mean, God, he's probably nowhere to be found. Who gets the MVP now? Because, right, it was between Allen and Lamar, but I'd give it to Saquon, to be honest with you. Why aren't they, like, why isn't he in the discussion?
Should be, yeah.
Yeah, he definitely should be.
I mean, the guy gets, like, at least 2 touchdowns a game, it seems like. It's nuts. So, should we preview the... there's not much to preview here, but we can kind of just pick who we think is going to win the Super Bowl here. I just think the Chiefs do it. I think they make history. They win 3 in a row. This is, you know, I know I joked about this last year. Kelsey's going to propose to Taylor Swift after the game. I think it happens after this one.
I love it.
And he retires.
I think the Chiefs will win, but I think it's going to be a really, really competitive game.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be a great game. 2 years ago, it was a great game, was it?
Yes,
wasn't it?
It was.
38-35.
Yeah, the Eagles was a slay. He got the pass interference, right?
Yeah, actually, that Kurtz was unbelievable in that game.
Yeah.
The holding, Bradbury.
Oh, it was Bradbury. Why did I think it was slay? Yeah, Bradbury, that's right.
Giant legend.
What's that?
Giant legend.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's going to be a lot of big plays, high scoring. It's in the dome, a lot of fast people on the, Worthy, Devontae. It should be really
great.
You
know, Super Bowl
city. A lot of big plays, yeah.
So you guys all picked the Chiefs. I have a prediction. I think the Eagles win in a blowout.
Wow. A blowout.
Yeah. Yeah.
Juice, you're going against KC again? Come on.
No, I think the Eagles are really good. Really good.
I mean, yeah, they are. They really are.
And they're going to match up very well against the Chiefs. And I think, they remember. It's too close. Like, the Super Bowl that they lost was only 2 years ago. That still stings. That still stays with you. Yeah. So I think they're going to come out with a chip on their shoulder. I think the Eagles win in a blowout.
That would be something.
And I think they're going to game plan it so that they're running the ball, they're eating the clock, they're going to keep Mahomes off the field.
I was just going to say, just to piggyback on that, I really love the under.
Okay.
I like both defenses.
What is it?
I think both teams are going to have – I think it's 48.
Anyone have it? That sounds about right. I thought I looked at it real quick, and it was like high 40s. And it was like practically a pick 'em, right? It's like one. Is this
one and a half, two? One and a half or two? Yeah.
Yeah, let's –
Let me see. I'm on the opposite. I think it's going to be high scoring again.
Let's see what it is. Unless someone gets to it before I do.
Pulling it up. Let's see.
It's tough. Like, I hate the Eagles more than any franchise.
49.5.
I'd rather have the Cowboys win the Super Bowl than the Eagles. I hate the Eagles. But I will say, it's hard to hate Saquon Barkley. He's a good guy, good dude. Even Jalen Hurts. I think that guy's, you know, stand-up dude. I don't know. This stinks.
I feel happy. I feel really happy for Barkley. I gotta say.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, man, they
he
just
never wanted to go. He wanted to.
He wanted to stay.
The clip.
But you know, I'm glad he left though, because he would have never had this success. Like, he's now gonna go in the books. This is all time back.
I just can't believe, like. Can you imagine when the Giants drafted him at 2 that, you know, he could be winning a Super Bowl MVP with the Eagles in his prime?
Yeah, this really sucks balls.
Unbelievable.
Like,
It's yeah. It's unbelievable. And
how did that happen?
It's crazy. Like, I get the argument. Like, you keep Saquon Barkley, but like, he wouldn't have done well here, and we wouldn't have done well with Barkley here.
If he had no attention, he should have traded him the year before. And got,
yeah, oh yeah. There's so many different things.
That was probably the move.
That was the move.
Think about it. The sticking point was what, 3 to 5 million? Like, you gave the backup quarterback $5 million. You could have just gave that to Saquon.
I know. The clip of from Hard Knocks of, what was it, that like assistant GM or whoever he is, someone on Shane's staff. You know what I'm talking about. Where he's like,
what's going to be our identity when we lose Barkley?
Yeah.
Nobody answered.
Yeah. And Shane's like, we'll test free. I forget what he said. Test free agency. And like, he was just like not bothered by it at all. Literally everyone else was like, what the fuck?
Like, we've had Barkley for so many years. And what really stands out is how bad our offensive line is. Like, yes. he goes to the Eagles with a good line. And look at him. He's like an all-time back.
Dude, him that one run, I guess, 2 games ago where he's running away and smacking his helmet. I was like, yo, this dude is gangster. Like, it is just, oh, my God. He just fits like as an Eagle. I hate to say it, guys. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know he's a Pennsylvania. You know, he's from Pennsylvania. Yeah. Like, you know, he's from like near Philly, I think. Like, he's just, I don't know. He fits the mold. Oh man, blowout. Okay, I like it, Juice. I mean, that's gonna be intriguing. I mean, I think it's gonna be very similar to 2 years ago. That's all I'm gonna say. It's very similar type game.
Who's the halftime show?
Lamar, Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar, yeah.
Which is very like...
Does he still make music anymore?
Yeah, he's got that one song. They not like us. They not like... You know, that one.
Is that... No, I know, but like, when did that come out?
That was over the summer.
They should have had Creed. Creed is back.
Creed is so back.
Oh, I wish Creed should do every Super Bowl. Like, quite honestly. You know, I know it sucks. Jay-Z... Devil worshiper Jay-Z, he runs the Super Bowl now, so it's like a hip hop artist every year.
No
one asked for this. Like,
I like that I could listen to Creed now and not feel absolute shame.
I know,
like when they were like when they were in their prime, it was like Creed was like the stupidest.
We need,
and also I think in 10 years the same thing's gonna happen with Nickelback.
Oh fuck, you just took it from me.
It's gonna happen.
Damn it. I was about to say, we need a Super Bowl with Creed, Nickelback, and give me one more.
Three Doors Down?
Yeah, or Imagine Dragons.
Imagine Dragons, yeah, that's a good one.
Also, don't you feel like, I don't know, I guess they're trying to appease to the broader audience, but like, when we were young, we were like, oh, this is annoying. They're playing all the, like, they bring out these artists that are, like, our parents listen to.
Yeah.
And now we're that age, and they're, like, they're bringing out people that probably we listened to 20 years ago. Like, why don't they just get somebody current? Like, whatever is popular now.
Yeah. Yeah. This is going to be, what, the fourth year in a row of hip-hop? Right?
Like, have like, Sabrina Carpenter out there. Have, like, a bunch of other people. Well, have, like, Shavuzi out there. I don't know.
Well, I was thinking, like, Morgan Wallen would be something.
Yeah.
Like,
or do a mix.
Three people out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is the problem with Jay-Z doing it. It's just going to be a hip-hop artist every year. You know? So, that's... It's funny, because... Country music actually is the most popular music genre.
Oh yeah, by far right now. Yeah, right now.
So it's like, you know,
who was last year?
Usher.
The year before was Eminem.
No, yeah, Rihanna.
Years ago. Rihanna.
Pregnant ass okay. Rihanna. Like, it was.
Oh yeah, I remember that. That was weird.
That was a big reveal.
Yeah, and then before that was the Eminem, Dre, Snoop, 50.
That was good.
That was awesome.
That was good.
That was awesome.
In LA, right?
In LA. Then before that was The Weeknd. COVID.
And he was so weird.
It was like a devil worship. Yeah, like a ritual.
Yeah, like, that one was weird. That was really weird.
Yeah, it was like middle of COVID. It was bizarre. So 5 years in a row, you know?
The Rolling Stones I want back at. Those shows are like amazing for me.
Like U2, you know. I don't know.
They gotta make everybody happy. Yeah, that's why they gotta get a whole. They gotta get a mix. They gotta get a country. They gotta get a rap. They gotta get a pop. They gotta get a classic rock. Alternative rock.
Yeah,
get a mix.
They gotta figure it out. Yeah, something different next year. Maybe something like Post Malone. You know, who kind of does hip hop and country.
I don't know. He'd be good.
Something like that. Like, and then he could bring people out. I don't know. But. But yeah, in New Orleans, I mean, you got to think, you know, we might see Lil Wayne, right? Lil Wayne might come out.
That'd be kind of a fun one.
You know, with Kendrick Lamar, I don't know if they're buddy or, you know, if they've ever collaborated or whatever, but that would be cool since it's New Orleans. Maybe Master P, you know, get a little Master P. Make him say, oh, how sick would that be?
Nah. Yeah. That'd be good.
Yeah. It's crazy because they just got 8 inches of 8 inches of snow in New Orleans. That would have been funny if it was Super Bowl.
In the Gulf of America.
Yeah, in the Gulf of America. Oh, shit. I wonder, do you think Trump will go?
When is the... Good.
He likes going to the games.
Yeah.
You know? More college. I know he likes usually going to that. But
when is the game? It's at 6:30?
Yeah.
6?
Yeah, usually 6.
Same
30.
Time.
Yeah.
Same time, yeah.
Same bat channel.
I'm ready. And it's good. Like, you know, I don't hate either of these teams. I like the Eagles. I like the Chiefs. So it's an easy watch.
Everyone keeps talking about, like, oh, the country hates both these teams. Paul, you and I, we have no beef with, like, really either of these teams. I never really hated the Eagles. Chiefs, I mean.
It'll be good football. I'm excited for it. I'm still.
Oh, it's going to be a great game. I still get excited for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, me too. I always try to take the day off the day after so I could stay up late and then sleep in. And
yeah.
I don't know. I like Super Bowl Sunday better than New Year's Eve.
Oh, I think New Year's Eve now that we're older is like the worst holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, like I think it's the worst. Like, truly.
But like... Yeah. Super Bowl, you could get really excited. Hopefully, like, you know, you got some good food.
Yes.
Get together with some friends. And the whole thing, I like the Super Bowl commercials. I like halftime. I don't know. The whole thing is awesome.
Yeah, well, Paul and I joke about if the Jets actually ever do get back there, enjoy it.
Yeah, if your team's in it, it's not enjoyable.
Yeah, like, did you guys enjoy when the Giants were in it?
And you find everything else is just annoying. Like, annoying, the noise. Yeah. And it's like, how are you supposed to play a game? Yeah. With all the, it's not like any other game.
You know what, the killer is the gap week, that bye week. Yeah. Like, oh man, I gotta wait another fucking week. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. This is a brutal one. No football this weekend except for what the Pro Bowl. Yeah, what even is the Pro Bowl anymore? Was it like a skills competition? It's so stupid.
I mean, the Giants have been so bad every year that I look forward to free agency and all the combine and the draft.
Yeah, the draft.
But
yeah.
like I'm super sad after the Super Bowl because there's no football.
I mean,
you get into NBA and March Madness and all that stuff, but then, like, you go so many months without football.
It is kind of crazy how long the offseason is.
I miss it already.
Yeah, it's really like, yeah, what, it's like 7 months. It's more than half a year.
Yeah, think about it. The Jets and Giants haven't played in a month, right? Yeah. And then they're not going to play until September.
Yeah, that's actually
Giants haven't played a game that mattered since like September.
I know. It's brutal.
Yeah, Jets. I don't think I was like really into a game since what, that like Thursday game against the Pats, Week 3. Paul, I don't know.
Then they fired Saleh, which is a good segue because I think. What was it? Yeah, no, Monday. Yeah, yesterday. Yesterday was a very good day
That is a good segue. I wanted to get into the coaching carousel around the league. Man, I guess we can leave with the Jets.
What do you say? We're built for this shit.
We're built for this shit.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I like him. He has a good... He's been here, man. Like, he knows what it's like to be a Jet, be in this area. And he cares about the team. You know, Saleh.
Yeah, it was...
You know, he was a fraud to me.
Saleh had no connection to the team. Yeah, he was just like...
It was cool that Glenn mentioned that it still bothers him that they lost the AFC Championship game to Denver. And he's like, I'm trying to redeem that game. for this fan base. I thought that was pretty cool.
I liked that.
Yeah.
He brought back a lot of memories. He's like, we're up 10-0. And then the punt return, I'm like, yeah, just explain the whole second half, Aaron. I was like, Jesus Christ. Oh, man. But yeah, no, it sucks because I like Aaron Glenn. I think he's a good guy. He's former Jet. Grew up watching him. So I really hope he's successful. I don't want Paul and I to be like, fuck this guy, you know, after like 2 months, you know what I mean? Like another fraud, you know, like I don't want us to be like that. This Moogie guy though, I was texting you guys. I got a bad vibe out of him. I don't know what it is. Paul, what did you
think? Tell me about him. I don't know anything about him.
He seems like a
dweeb.
Like they show, like he played quarterback for San Diego State. He was like a big, big beast. Yeah.
Oh, he didn't seem like a former player at all to me.
Jack, like he was like a big quarter QB.
Oh shit! But, okay, I had no
it
idea.
Seems like Glenn is gonna have a lot of like sway in the personnel too with him. So, you know, he comes from a well recommended. Like Sean Payton loved him. So.
Didn't he hire? Wasn't he behind the Nathaniel Hackett being the coach there in Denver?
Was he?
I don't know. Was he assistant GM? Is that what he's been?
I believe so. He was under Patton, the guy Patton, I think, who the Jets have been trying to interview the past like three times they had an opening for GM. So he got the next best thing. I guess they got his protege.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, he seemed like he knew what he was talking about, like how to build a team. Like, he made sense. He just seems like a little awkward.
And
he's 39 years old.
He's young. Yeah, he's our age.
And he, I do like, so he's going to report directly to Woody Johnson, and Aaron Glenn also reports to Woody Johnson. Like, two separate things. I kind of like that model.
Yeah, I think that's what they used to do, and then they stopped doing that for Saleh and Douglas, so they're going back to that now, which, you know, that's fine. But yeah, they got to hit the offensive coordinator, and sounds like Wilkes is going to be the DC, which I'm cool with.
Oh, that's what's going to happen? That's likely? I didn't see that.
Yeah, everyone's like saying that's going to happen. So, you know, he was a head coach, which helps.
Yeah.
You know, he's a veteran, he knows. And then I think they're going to go for, it seems like Bruno. A very young guy, OC. Either he was a pass game coordinator on Detroit. He's like 39 or 40, something like that.
Okay.
Or this guy, Kaylee from Rams, McVeigh. But he's now interviewing for the Buccaneers job and the Texans job because those opened up. So
they have quarterbacks.
So
are they getting Mark Brunell or no?
I think he might come over like as a limited role.
I like Brunell.
Todd, Brunell, Todd Haley. They're going to get probably like so. They're going to get some vets on the staff.
Yeah. What about what was it, Rex? Coming to be D coordinator and assistant coach?
No, that wouldn't happen.
It's not happening.
I only think with the hire is, and I like the hire, but I just worry about, like, I don't know. I just feel like maybe, like, it's kind of an offensive week. I don't know. Maybe an offensive guy to change it up, but I do like the hire for them.
Yeah. He's got it. Like, I hope he's aggressive. Like, with these defensive coordinator guys that come, you know, they're so quick to punt on fourth and short. I want, just go for it. Be like Dan Quinn. Like, as a defensive. Yeah, just go for it.
Well, he worked. He worked under Campbell for how many years now? I got to think that rubbed off on him.
For sure. Campbell, Sean Payton is extremely aggressive.
Yeah.
So,
Campbell's like borderline reckless.
Though. Yeah, I mean, reckless. Yeah.
It's good.
I think he will be way more than like Saleh and Bowles for sure.
Yeah, has to be. Has to be.
I think Bowles is scared of his own shadow.
Yeah. So. He hasn't learned a thing. Yeah, so we'll see. I keep saying I want to reserve judgment. I don't want to get excited. I don't want to be like, ah, fuck this.
And you want Rodgers back. I want him back.
Want him back. Sounds like Glenn wants him back, too. He's going to go meet with him. He's not going to meet with him, and they're going to decide not for him not to come back, right? I mean.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Unless they completely just do not hit it off at all, then, you know, they gave it a shot. But, you know, it's like, all right, this won't work. But I think. He wants him back.
What's the alternative?
That's the problem. Like, what's the alternative?
What's the alternative? You know, they I think regardless, they're going to draft a quarterback,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
So hopefully a Kyle McCord.
Bring him back for a year. Still draft the guy in the middle rounds and maybe sign. Well, you already have Tyrod. So, like, you have a guy that.
Yeah,
you have a guy that you can still plug in there if, like, something happens. So.
And Jordan Travis, I mean, we don't hear him at all. Like, he may never play.
Healthy.
He may never play.
Yeah.
It's sad. Yeah. It's really sad. So we'll see. We'll see. And at that seventh pick, you know, it's probably a little too early to be talking draft, but I'm kind of, I'd like Warren, Penn State.
Oh, yeah.
That guy's unbelievable. Like,
give me Warren.
He's a monster.
Yeah.
Abdul Carter, I don't think he's going to last that far.
I don't think he's going to last.
No shot. But,
yeah, he's gone early.
He's going to be like top four.
Maybe Graham on Michigan?
I like him, but Paul, I'm kind of with you. Like, do we really want to draft a nose tackle top 10?
Like, yeah, I feel like you can find that in the middle rounds or like sign a free agent.
Yeah, I feel like they should just go like a vet for that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Warren seems like we missed out on not drafting what's his face?
Bowers.
Bowers, you know. Warren, I think, is like that level type good. We haven't had like a stud tight end in a while. Like Conklin's like just okay. Yeah, you know, it's like
you haven't had tight end since Anthony Beck.
who's the last like good tight end? Oh no, we had what's his face?
Keller. Dustin Keller.
Dustin Keller. Yeah, he was good. But
that's a name.
Yeah. Throwback. but yeah, none of the tight ends they have right now are really hitting. So that would be a good one. So we'll
Anthony Fasano.
Ooh, okay.
Dolphin.
Yeah. Who the Giants? Speaking of which, what's the buzz right now?
It's already done.
Yeah, it's inevitable.
Did
you see that Dallas?
Shador? Shador.
Did you see how clean that dap was?
Yeah, that was
Dable and Shador.
That was an amazing dap.
He's on the team. So
what? He might as well be practicing with them now.
Yeah, that was some dap.
But then, who's going number two?
I think Hunter.
I guess Hunter. Yeah, I guess Ward then Hunter.
Hunter to Cleveland.
Yeah,
I think it's already in the works that Deion is gonna say my son is not playing for
Cleveland.
Tennessee, and my son's not playing for Cleveland.
Okay.
Like my son's a Giant. He had the freaking Giants cleats on in his locker.
Yeah, he was throwing
the
ball.
If I'm the Browns and I really like him, which I don't think they do because I don't think he's very good.
I don't like Sanders either. I don't know.
And I tell Deion to fuck off. I'm drafting. Like, what are you gonna do about it?
Juice, you see Marlon on Shador.
I think that's what's gonna happen. I think that's who they've liked all along.
Yeah.
I like the completion percentage and the fact that his line was bad and he still had, you know, a high completion percentage. I think that's good, but I don't know. It's hard for me to get super excited. I don't know. We'll see.
How about a Justin Fields Hunter neighbors trio?
I like that. I mean, and either way, you're gonna lose a lot of games most likely with that schedule next year. And then you can
so
take
much
quarterback
fun.
Next year. So
yeah, that would be interesting as well. But think about it. Let's say they do draft Shador. Dable sucks. The team sucks. He gets fired. Shane gets fired. Who are they bringing? Head coach?
Deion.
Prime time. Can you imagine? That's just so
that
un-Giant like to have Deion.
Sanders.
Yeah,
he's the second best quarterback in the draft or the one of the top two quarterbacks. But what number of prospect is he overall to you guys?
I got one for you. How about they draft Shador, right? Kafka takes the Saints job, and then they bring back Pat Shurmur to coach offense.
Oh my god!
is that a thing? They're saying Kafka might be a head coach.
Well, nobody wants the Saints job, and he already interviewed like two or three times with the Saints. So I think Kafka might get the job.
Yeah, he might get that job.
Wow!
Interesting.
Wow!
I don't know if I'm a Saints fan, I'm like. Wait, we're hiring the offensive coordinator from the Giants?
Yeah, they haven't scored a touchdown in 5 years.
Yeah, not a good look.
Who they took away from calling the plays? This is who we're going to hire.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. That'd be pretty bad. But yeah, I mean, you know, and my theory of Jackson Dart moving up the draft, I don't know if he goes to three, though. I mean, the fact that he's an Ole Miss quarterback, right, the connection with Eli, you know, Eli has to have some influence still with the team. But yeah, after seeing that dap, it was like a drive-by dap, like, yo, my man. You know, like, it wasn't like a first-time meeting. Yeah. It was like a, my man, you know, like, it was pretty serious, so. I don't know. We'll see.
I'll talk myself into Sanders by the time.
Of course. Of course. Of course. Who?
That's all we got. That's all we got. Hope. That's it.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Who would go fourth to the Pats? I'm curious about if it ends up being Ward, Hunter, Shador.
I'd say Carter.
Oh yeah. Shit. Fuck.
Man, I never saw like a pass rusher like that.
Well, he's like Micah. He's like Micah Parsons.
He's nuts. Yeah.
Yeah, he really is like a Michael Parsons clone. Like, same build, same number.
He looked great that last game.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, Penn State has some studs. So yeah, hopefully the Jets can get Warren. I don't know who they're interested in. I haven't really heard much buzz about who they might draft, but we'll see. Everything's been about the coach and the GM. But speaking of college players, we did have a college championship a week ago. Definitely too late in the to have a college football championship.
It did feel that way.
Yeah, I agree.
It got completely overshadowed by the football games, the wild card weekend, right? Or was that not wild card weekend? It was
divisional.
It was this divisional. Yes.
Yeah.
It got lost in the shuffle.
And then it was like the inauguration that day. MLK Day. It was just like so much going on. It's never that late. You know what I mean? They got to figure out a way to make the national championship New Year's Day at the Rose Bowl. That should be like the Rose Bowl is one of my favorite events, like all year, sporting events all year. Think about if that's like the national championship, how sick that would be.
Oh yeah, for sure. That'd be great.
That's how they should do it. They got to figure out, because there's so much time in between the conference championships and actual like playoff. Like, they should just move shit up. Like, no one cares about the bowl games anymore. Like these, like whatever, you know, Snickers bowl or whatever. You know what the fuck? Like, I don't know.
And I like the outdoor college games.
Yes, me too.
Compared to the dome.
Yeah, the Rose Bowl, I mean, that's like the pinnacle. I mean, it's just like the best. You know, or like a SEC. Yeah, like outside a SEC game.
Miami.
Yeah, like the Mercedes Dome in Atlanta. I know that's kind of like, that's like the mecca now of like college football. But yeah domes just don't have the same feel. Yeah.
Good year for my Irish and Josh. We had a good year.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, where the Irish go from here? I mean, who they? Leonard's coming back, obviously, right?
No, he's graduating. He's a graduate, so they got studs. They're I think rated top five again. As long as Freeman stays, they'll be in good shape.
They have a good quarterback coming in.
I think he's on the team, CJ Carr.
If they don't I had some Ewers the... stuff though.
Who?
Quinn Ewers? No.
No, he's declared. Pro.
That's official?
Yeah, he declared.
Oh, I missed it. Okay.
Yeah, he declared.
He's like a top recruit chilling, so.
Did Will Howard? He's gonna be there next year. Did Will Howard declare? I didn't hear that. He did, though, right?
Yeah, he declared.
I heard the quarterback coming in for Ohio State is like supposed to be amazing.
Sain. Yeah, he's a freak.
And then Michigan's going to have that quarterback coming in.
Oregon has a really good one coming.
Okay.
I can't wait for Arch.
Manning. Yeah, Arch. Oh my god. What was that? What's that first game? It's going to be Texas at
Ohio State.
Oh, Texas at Ohio State. No, Texas at Ohio State, right?
It's Ohio State. Yeah.
Oh man.
I think we're going to see a lot of Texas on TV next year for sure.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. I mean, you'll have arguably the two best players in college next year, you know, in that game. Arch Manning and Jeremiah Smith for Ohio State is like
Calvin Johnson.
Oh my god, he is insane. He'd be a top five pick easily this year.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that was a good call leaving him one on one against a freshman.
My god.
Third and 11. Nice. Yeah.
He is ridiculous. Yeah, pretty pumped for that. You know, I sent earlier the Syracuse schedule, which brutal, by the way.
It's crazy.
But that schedule is amazing. It's going to be
you
so
need
much
that. You need that. That's how you get hype. So
yeah, yeah. Should be fun. I'm already, already pumped for like Michigan, Ohio State. That game's going to be crazy. But yeah, Ohio State, you know, they had the highest, right? Actually, I saw a chart. They didn't have the highest NIL money. I think Oregon actually was number one.
Yeah, I'm sure there's maybe Texas A&M too.
Yeah, there was some I feel like a couple teams. I think Texas maybe even. But Ohio State, I think, was like third. It just, I don't know why they got the most hype about the NIL money.
I think it was strictly because of the transfers they brought in, but when you add up like all the other teams,
yeah,
regular, you know what I mean? So
plus I guess that Lex Wexner guy, you know who he is?
No.
Oh, he was like the Jeffrey Epstein affiliate, one of his clients. He was like the owner owner of Victoria's Secret. He's he like lives in Ohio. I guess he was a big booster for Ohio State, paid a lot of NIL money. Shane Gillis was joking about it with Jamie, who's like Joe Rogan's producer. He's like a big Ohio State fan. He was like joking with him about it on the podcast.
Gillis said he's going to have a show with Bon Jovi and donate all the money to Notre Dame.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
he's like, I was getting the confetti rained on me. He's like, hey, we gotta give more money to Notre Dame.
Yeah, no, you're going to see a lot of that. Like we were talking about how Portnoy and and Larry Ellison's wife or like, you know, raising money. That's how they got that quarterback, that top prospect. So you're going to see a lot of that now. It's going to be, you know,
it's going to get silly.
It's going to get real silly. Yeah.
Some kid's going to get $20 million and tear his knee on the first day of spring practice.
And yeah. Then they're going to be like, okay, that was a waste of money.
Yeah. Like,
but yeah, we'll see.
Crazy.
We'll see. Anything else on football? Coach carousel. I mean, I guess, you know, let's get back to that real quick. So, Ben Johnson.
One thing in the Super Bowl. Heads or tails? What are we doing? Heads or tails?
Oh. Tails never fails.
Okay.
Heads.
Okay.
I'm going heads.
Heads. Josh, you're the tiebreaker.
Heads.
Heads.
Okay. Okay.
Well, me and Adam are gonna win, so
let's do this.
You got it. But yeah, just real quick on, you know, the coach carousel. So Ben Johnson, didn't he sign like the largest deal in like the NFL or something like that? Did I read that right?
I think they ended with the highest paid coach,
$13 million or something.
Tone, does he not look like Cascade?
A little bit.
Yes,
he does. Yes. He does. Yeah,
and it's so funny because Cascade's a huge Bear fan.
Huge Bear. He's from Chicago.
And then I follow him, and then he commented on it, and everyone's like, dude, that's you. Like, what?
That's true.
I didn't like him.
I didn't think about it till now. Maybe just because they dress completely different. You know, Ben Johnson, he was like, you know, tucked in shirt and just very, you know, straight-laced.
How about calling out LaFleur on the press conference?
Yeah. What was that about? I don't know. But
little aggressive.
A lot of pressure. Bears are another, you know, I don't know if I'd call them a cursed franchise. I mean, they got the one Super Bowl. They've only been, I don't know, they've been to multiple. I don't know. Maybe they're not in that category. But, you know, a lot of expectation there. A big deal. So there was that one. Whatchamacallit? Shoddy. Cowboys. What the fuck?
I've never seen a coaching hire more universally like panned than Schottenheimer. Like, everyone hates that deal. Everyone hates it.
And if you watch the presser, Jerry Jones insulted him like right next when he was like right next to him.
Yeah, it's so weird.
He called it the biggest risk he's ever taken.
that's Jesus Christ. I mean, that's rough. I mean, because he was like, they got rid of McCarthy because I guess the offense wasn't up to par. Meanwhile, Schottenheimer was the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, he just promoted the coordinator. It made no sense.
Yeah, which tells me maybe Shoddy was a snitch. Was he like going behind McCarthy's back to Jerry Jones? Like, hey, I could be, you know, I'm trying to call these plays and Mike's overruling me and blah, blah, you know?
Yeah,
is there something
supposedly, supposedly Dak, like, lobbied for him. So,
oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll see how that goes. What other coaching? Oh, we got to talk about Duval.
Duval, my guy, Liam Cohen.
Oh, my God. Most awkward, crazy situation in Jacksonville.
Not off to a good start.
But, you know, Sirianni had a really bad press conference, opening press conference, right? And, look, he's going to his second Super Bowl. So, you know, who knows? He could be very successful.
He can coach offense. He knows how to call a good game. So, whatever.
Yeah. Awkward guy, but, you know, let's see what happens down there.
How about Pete Carroll?
Pete Carroll, that was my next one. Pete Carroll to the Raiders. Pete's back.
How about that division, the coaches?
Andy Reid, Pete Carroll, Harbaugh, Sean Payton.
That's like
a Hall of Fame. Raiders.
Yeah.
That is literally all four of those coaches will be in the Hall of Fame. That's crazy. I didn't even think about that.
Intense.
That's pretty cool.
I think that's an excellent hire for the Raiders. You have somebody
West Coast guy.
Yeah, they're a joke. They've been a joke for two decades, and now you bring somebody in with some credibility who's won and knows how to build it.
Make it a little stable there.
I love it. They just need a quarterback now. Maybe Sam Darnold.
I can see that.
USC.
Sammy.
I'm looking at them as a trade up team.
Yeah, I can see them moving up to Cleveland spot.
I could see. Oh, the Cleveland spot. Wow, and taking Shador.
Potentially.
I could see. I don't know what I could see. I don't know. I don't know what they're gonna do. Supposedly, I was listening to Diana Russini on the Ryan Russillo podcast. She said Brady runs that team. He's like running that organization.
Really?
Yes. I was shocked.
Well. I think that's right, because today I read like the owner was saying that basically John Gruden got his head chopped off, and he knew football. He was like the football expert, and he like trusted him for all that. Then Gruden had to resign because of the emails.
Yeah,
so he was left all these years. He was left with nobody like a football expert. Now he finally has one in Tom Brady. So Tom Brady's probably just running the organization.
What's crazy though is Tom Brady right now, he's like the leading color guy in sports, basically, you know, probably compensation wise. He's doing that. I mean, it's only a few hours of your time a week, right? Well, maybe more than that. You got to prep and you probably got to interview people before, but to say he's running a NFL franchise, a team he never even played for. I know he grew up in the Bay Area, so I think he was a Niners fan. It's just bizarre.
I wonder if he gives up the TV gig if he just says, here's the money back.
Sacks. Remember him saying sacks?
Yeah. he's not as good as Romo. Romo was really good on Sunday.
People hate Romo, though.
Greg Olsen was my guy.
Yeah, Olsen was great. That's a shame. You know? Brady, so does he live in Vegas now? Like, is he not in Florida? Like, if he's running is he just doing everything virtually for the Raiders? Like, I gotta know more about what Diana Russini was talking about. Like, that just seems nuts to me. But I don't know. Anyway, what other coach hires were there? Is that it? Am I missing something?
New Orleans.
Saints. They just haven't hired anyone, right? Like, that's crazy. Olbrich went to Atlanta, D coordinator.
Oh, Vrabel passed, but whatever. Good for him.
So, I'm glad you brought that up. So, Mayo is suing Robert Kraft now?
I didn't see that.
That's the rumor that he's building a case.
Oh, he's building a case. Okay, so nothing official has come out yet.
I mean, it's pretty obvious what happened.
He got completely fucked over. Completely fucked over. That was dirty, quite honestly.
Yeah, they said it was a rebuild, you know. They didn't give him any money to spend in the offseason. Yeah.
Really bad. Really bad situation there. But Fuck them.
That's how they treat the greats.
Yeah.
In New England up there.
So. Yeah. Fuck them. Should we pivot over to the NBA?
Yeah.
So, the Knicks last night, my God. If that's the Knicks team that, you know, we hope they can be, holy cow. That was unbelievable. Total domination, highlight after highlight. It was great to see.
140 points against Memphis. So
yeah,
hey, Memphis is good.
One of the best Memphis teams and defensive teams in the league. I don't know if Memphis was just like, this is their one time a year they come to NYC, or I guess they go twice a year for Brooklyn, but you know, they partied a little bit the night before or what, but they were like, I mean, completely out of it.
Yeah.
Knicks were just like, and you know what it is? I think the Knicks have been playing better since they went to a 9-man rotation. I think Dibbs finally smartened up and he's like, I got to open this up a little bit more. But
and they got 3 days off. Every time they have like a
that's true.
Break, they come back like looking amazing.
That's
OG
true.
Especially. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone looked amazing. Hart's been playing amazing. You know, Kat and Brunson doing their thing, and they're both starting in the All-Star game, which is cool. Mikhail, he's been playing great. And everyone, collectively. Precious looks awesome. Deuce McBride. Yeah, Deuce with the fucking dunk of the year, at least for the Knicks. That was sick. Great pass from our guy Kolick, too. So,
yep.
Yeah, let's see. Mitch, is Mitch, is he ever coming back? They said January. January's almost over now.
Like, I heard a Chris Boucher rumor from Toronto. Yeah.
Okay. He's not bad.
He's like a power forward center type.
Yeah. He's not bad. I know the Don, he wants Kessler, Walker Kessler really bad, but Ainge is not. I don't think that's ever happening. But
what are they doing the Jazz?
I don't know.
They start resting guys by game 30 every year. It's Silver's got to step in and do something about that.
I don't know what Ainge's plan is.
guy
does not care. It's like
Utah's crunch time lineups are incredible because they don't play any of their stars for the last 5 minutes of the game, and I'm like, this is just genius. It's really an immaculate tank. What's happening there?
And it's in.
I haven't heard of half of the guys in the team. I have no. Who are these people?
Well, let's see. They got Clarkson. They got
Lori.
They got Sexton. Kessler.
Oh no, I know those guys.
Yeah,
the guys like that play like when they're tanking.
Yeah, they
like,
got this guys guy.
This guy Collier, I never heard of.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Hendricks and this guy, I don't know.
John Collins has been out for personal reasons for like 3 weeks.
Your guy, John Collins.
Yeah, he's played great this year. And they're just like, yeah, have a seat, bud.
Yeah, I don't know the plan there. Maybe they're part of a Jimmy Butler trade. What's going on with Jimmy Butler?
No, they're trying to get Cooper Flagg, I think. Utah.
Well, I'm saying like a three team, or I even saw people proposing a five team trade. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
So, why did they re-sign Markkanen? I don't know.
That's a great question.
I don't know.
I don't know what Ainge is. I think Ainge is just getting high out there all the time. What is he doing?
He's just going skiing and, you know, doing what Utah people do. I don't know.
Like, he should be fired.
Guy's just chilling. I don't know. You ever see, like, he was on, I think he was on the Pardon My Take podcast one time. Like, recently, I was watching it. He's like, he's just very, like, laid back and, like, just doesn't, like, I don't know. It's a weird guy, but. I don't know what the plan is there. But where is Jimmy Butler going? I mean, is this thing happening? Isn't the trade deadline next week?
February 6th.
So that's next.
Yeah.
Next like, Friday or Thursday or something like that. Yeah. So
I think the Jimmy Butler trade to Phoenix is an inevitable trade.
Yeah, that's you're probably right.
To me, it's like if you're not the Suns, who are like more all in than any other team has ever been all in.
Yeah.
Like, why would you take Jimmy Butler? You know what I mean? Like, why would you trade? Like, he's a headache. He's 35, and he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. So why would you give him assets for that?
Suns, yeah, the Suns just seem like one of those teams. It's like, all right, let's just get every guy that everyone, like, fans hate, basically. Like, I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking over there. Where are they right now in, like, the standings?
Like, 8, 9.
Oh, towards, yeah, so they're like a play-in team, like, right now.
Okay. 12? Yeah, something like that. Indeed. Like, that Bradley Beal contract is one of the worst I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's terrible. We're also seeing, like, Randall. That got a lot of attention today. Randall-Butler trade.
Yeah, but, like, if you're Minnesota, like, okay, cool. Like, now Jimmy Butler's just going to sit out. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't think he's going to play there.
Right.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
He's going to get what he wants.
Philly? Do you think he wants to go back to Philly? That was a rumor, too. George.
I think it's going to be Phoenix.
It's probably
The guy's 35 years old already, so it's like...
I know.
He has this year, right? But, like, how much are you getting from this year? And then what?
Yeah. Yeah.
If he's taking you over the edge for a championship, sure. But that's not happening, I don't think.
Yeah.
Wherever he goes, that's not going to happen.
Nah, I just don't see it.
What a weird career. He's a weird guy, man.
Very, very weird career. Very weird guy. Might be Michael Jordan's son. Like, it's like everything about
that's
him.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. Everything about him is just bizarre. Loves country music.
He's burned every bridge.
Expensive every bridge coffee. Burned the bridge everywhere he's left. He's just very. It's going to be interesting what he does post career. Like, what does Jimmy Butler do post career?
He's got the personality for TV.
You think he'd be an analyst type guy?
I could see that.
I could see him doing, like, acting or something.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's probably a play, too.
He's in, like, commercials. He seems to, like that shit. I don't know. He's a interesting dude. Another trade rumor that's really very intriguing is this De'Aaron Fox to San Antonio.
Yeah, so he's got one foot out the door, they're saying now. Like, he basically asked for a trade.
And he wants to go there. He's, like, making it known. Like, I want to play with Wemby.
I thought that they got rid of Mike Brown because that's what Fox wanted. But now they got rid of Brown, and then they're going to get rid of Fox, too?
Yeah, total rebuild there, I guess. Yeah.
At some point, don't you have to look at Fox? Because, I mean, like, you had Tyrese Halliburton there, and he didn't want to play with Halliburton. Right. So you trade Halliburton. Like, Sabonis is good, but, like, Halliburton seems like a franchise guy. And then, you know, the coach thing, now he gets the coach fired and now he wants out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just, yeah.
That's enough for me. I'm like, okay. Cause I saw that the Nets wanted to get involved also, but I'm like, I wouldn't want that for them.
Yeah.
Right. At least not at this stage.
Right. Right. I don't know. I feel bad for the Kings. We talked about, you know, you mentioned them in the cursed franchises.
Yeah.
It's like, another rebuild. Like, those poor fans. I feel bad. But what other trade rumors are there? I mean, obviously Mitch with the Knicks. But I don't think the Knicks are going to do anything.
No.
You know?
Something little. I don't know what they can do. They got no...
Yeah.
Space, really. You know?
I don't think it's necessary. Nets... Cam Johnson. I mean, that's
Cam Johnson's a player for sure.
Is that happening? Trade?
I don't know. It's really hard to say. Like, I think the Nets are doing a lot of posturing, but I think ultimately they probably would like to trade him.
Uh huh.
But let's see how it plays out if they get what they want. Because they don't have to. Like, he's under a contract for a couple of years, and he's on good money. And I don't think the Nets want to be bad forever. So I think. I think they're willing to hold on to him, but if they can get what they want, I think they'll trade him.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Sacramento was, I thought, the landing spot. Because I'm like, oh, the team's kind of desperate. They want to win. But now that Fox wants out, I think that's
yeah,
over.
I think, yeah. And I don't know, yeah, where are they in the standing? Are they playing
teams? They're towards the bottom. Yeah, towards the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah, the West is so loaded. Yeah, it's tough. That's tough. And are the Nuggets just not going to do anything? This is what they're rolling with?
They have to, but I don't know what they can do.
Yeah. I mean, Joker is just unbelievable. I mean, he is just, like, unbelievable.
He really is.
It's just, like, what else can you say? My guy, Russell Westbrook, you know, he's doing his thing.
Jokic is the one guy that can rejuvenate Westbrook.
Yeah.
That's how good he is.
Yeah. ridiculous.
Actually, that's a good Jimmy team.
I've been saying that. Yeah. I've been saying that.
Since, I think you're right, Tony. I think that's a good Jimmy team.
Since the rumors kind of heated up, I'm like, maybe that's the spot. But I don't know. I haven't seen that rumor like at all. I just thought
I like that.
I just thought, like, you know, Joker needs another guy there, but I don't know.
Something.
Yeah. Trying to think what else. Yeah, I think that's it with that. With the trade rumors.
I'll say this. How awesome is the Houston Rockets?
Yeah.
Like they beat Cleveland. They beat Cleveland back to back. Then they beat Boston last night. And then I think it's going to be a street fight next Monday at the Garden.
They're
Rockets,
good.
Knicks.
They're good. Udoka, you know, obviously he's a great coach. They're young, 20. Too. You know, young team. I saw someone calling, is it Amen or Osser Thompson?
Amen is the best.
Amen, yep.
Someone was calling him the next Iguodala or comparing him to Andre Iguodala. Like, has he been really, that good? Really good? I haven't been following him. Like, is he that good?
Yeah, he's an absolute monster.
Like, he plays all five positions. Like, I'm
they never lose. Since he started, they never lose.
Crazy defender, just athlete. Yeah, he's good. He's very good.
Yeah, they're really good. They're not being talked about. Unless you're like an NBA head like we are. Like, no one's really talking about the Rockets.
A little bit of a no-name team, you know? Yeah. Like, Şengün is like, you know, flies under the radar a little bit.
Yeah, Van Vliet.
Jalen Green. Yeah,
Jalen Green. Yeah, they have guys. Your guy, he's not playing a lot. Shepherd, but
yeah, we can't find minutes for him.
Yeah. They're that good. Yeah, and then Thunder continue to roll. Man, it sucks the Knicks don't get to play them again. Back to back Fridays, tough losses.
Smacked.
Yeah, smacked. I can't believe the Knicks haven't played the Celtics since opening night. What a weird schedule. Really? Yeah. They have not.
So that means they got to play him
three times.
Three more times. Yeah, three.
Three more times. And the Cavs, too. They haven't played the Cavs. They've only played them once, right? Wait, have they played the Cavs yet?
They did at the Garden. They blew like a 15-point lead, I remember.
Oh, God. So, but that was like October, right?
It was very early.
Yeah. So they have to play the Cavs and Celtics like three more times each.
They're coming back down to earth, Cavs.
Are they? Have they lost a few more?
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, two in a row to Houston.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see what happens there. And, yeah. What else? Anything else? Did I get to? I'm looking at my list now. It looks like we got to everything I wanted to.
So me and Josh got out to a Rutgers.
Oh, yeah.
So we got to see.
Pretty much sold out. It was incredible.
Really?
The crowd was tremendous, tremendous.
Electric. It was packed.
That's interesting because Mike Rapoli, remember he tweeted about his St. John's, Johnny's not getting good crowds at the Garden. So that's
maybe because this was the Ace Bailey effect and Dylan Harper.
Totally.
But it was packed, man.
Wow. Okay. Wait, who'd they play? It was Rutgers who?
Michigan State.
Michigan State. Okay. I mean, it's probably a good amount of Michigan State alum maybe in the city.
Yeah.
Saturday,
early afternoon.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of the, you know, more popular college basketball schools. So, yeah, that's fun.
How did they look in person?
So, Harper was hurt, but, like, you know, like a few times he made a couple nice plays going towards the rim, but you can tell he barely played in the second half.
Did Bailey look really like skinny?
I don't know if Bailey's ever seen a shot he doesn't like. I think he has the worst shot selection I've ever seen of any player. It's honestly incredible. He just lets everything rip. But I think they have really bad coaching, and he's never in the right spot. So like it's hard to say. But you me and Josh were saying, like, you could see all the raw material is there. Because he's got, like, incredible size for – I think he's almost like a 2 or 3. Like, the size and the shooting is there. So, like, that's how I look at him as, like, a 6'10 wing. Like, almost like McGrady. I thought that was – but, like, his handle, like, he doesn't really have any wiggle. And, the shot selection is just brutal. But I think under the right coaching, I think he could be really good.
Yeah. Yeah. Who else is good in college right now?
What, Bama. Player-wise?
No, just like just team-wise. Bama, I know Bama's starting to roll a little bit, right?
Bama, Auburn.
Auburn still. It's still the SEC teams, right?
Yeah. I think Bama's better than Auburn. Duke, I don't know. They don't scream like a top two team to me, though. I don't know.
Kentucky got a big win today. They beat Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tennessee was hot at home, too.
Yep.
I love Houston. Houston still.
They never lose at home.
That Houston Kansas finish was nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy.
My God. What was Kansas up six with like 18 seconds left at shooting foul shots?
Two shot with they're one of their good guys, too. Yeah.
That's and you lose that game. That's insane.
I mean, that has to be like 99.9%.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Lose that game at home. And it seemed like everyone on Twitter was on Kansas. I was like, my God. Oh, shit.
So hey, Caleb Love for Arizona had a crazy shot yesterday, too.
He's in his eighth year of college, that guy.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's right.
Jeez. But yeah, we still...
There's a lot of good teams. Iowa State in the Big 12 is really, really good. Florida is really good.
Florida is good. Yep.
And St. John's. St. John's, I mean.
St. John's is very good. Yeah. I think
they got a big win tonight. Another big win tonight.
Yeah, I think them and Marquette are the best teams in the Big East. UConn is not going to even come close to championship this year.
Yeah.
And thankfully.
And what's his face? Psychopath is.
Oh, my God.
What a nut job.
Yeah. What did he say? He's like, what did he say to that ref?
Don't turn your back. Yeah. I'm the best fucking coach in the country.
Like, dude.
Like, bro, he's going to do something stupid one day. He's going to hit somebody, a ref or a fan.
Yeah. It's really bad.
I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it.
It's really bad. It's Cuse. Oh, man. They're bad.
Yeah. They won. I don't know, three conference games, but we got Kyan coming next year.
I think you're not high on him though, right?
Nah, he's gonna be okay, but he's not gonna do shit.
He's just like okay. He's like he's not gonna be like his dad.
No, he's not turning like anything around.
Yeah, though. Yeah. No, but he's a name, and yeah, I get it.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian will be there next year. Cool.
What about LeBron's other son?
He's good.
He's good.
Yeah, Arizona. He is good.
Where's he going?
Arizona.
And is that that next year?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
Bryce or whatever. Yeah, that'd be interesting. And Bronny, he started. I guess he's back on like in the big leagues. He's back on like the actual Lakers. Has he been playing? The Lakers been doing anything? I haven't been following them like at all.
Yeah, they've been quietly pretty good. They're getting smoked tonight, but they've been quietly pretty good.
Oh, okay.
They've been good. Okay. But I think AD got hurt today. His abdomen.
Yeah. And Bronny was killing it in the G League. That's why he got called up.
Yep.
Yeah, that kind of, I think one of you said that like randomly like a few weeks ago. I was like, really? I thought he was like not doing anything, but all right. Maybe he's got potential. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Anything else, guys? Would anyone watching anything good TV show wise? It's like nothing. I don't know.
Finish Landman. I don't know if you guys are on that.
No, I want to. I can't figure out my Paramount.
Got you. Okay.
Plus situation. I gotta look into that. But that was something I wanted to watch for sure.
I watched the first two episodes of the JonBenet. JonBenet Ramsey documentary. It's pretty depressing.
It's a tough watch. Yeah. It's a tough watch.
Yeah. I can't believe we still don't know. I saw someone say that like JonBenet Ramsey grew up to be Katy Perry. I saw that conspiracy. That's a good one.
It is good.
Oh man.
But yeah, that's gotta be dark. Yeah, I haven't really seen.
When is The Last of Us come?
Anything good? Oh yeah, when's that come back?
Wait, I think before. I think Last of Us is April, but before
that's a while.
Aren't we getting White Lotus again?
Yes, Thailand.
Oh, yes,
Thailand.
I love that.
That's gonna be great. Those shows are really fun.
Yeah.
Did you see what's her face? Who was on season two? Her husband died. She was in Parks and Rec or whatever.
Oh yeah. What's her name? Aubrey Plaza.
Aubrey Plaza. Yes. Sorry. Ugh. Brain fart. Yeah. Her husband died out of nowhere.
Killed himself.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. That's crazy. Tough. Yeah. Crazy. She was at like the Knick game like the night before too. It's weird. She was like courtside at the Knicks. And then, like, the next
yeah, I remember. Day. I remember that. Yeah, I remember.
Crazy. But but season two of White Lotus was amazing. I hope in season three they bring they kind of incorporate what's his face, the guy who the bald guy, the older bald guy who left. I'm forgetting character names, but you know, he was. Married or dating what's her face, and then he just like left.
He was in the pictures with that.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
He basically tried to have her extorted. They were trying to take her money or something like that.
Yeah.
But I hope they incorporate that because he got away. The rest of them, I think, got killed. I forget how it ended, but now looking forward to that. But when's that supposed to start?
I thought maybe next month.
Okay. Yeah. Anything HBO, I'm usually willing to give a shot. That show, The Pit, seems interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You watch it?
Yeah. She would, like, it's hospital stuff. You'd probably be interested in it. It's cool.
Yeah, it's on HBO?
Yeah.
I have to check it out. Good, though?
Yeah. Yeah, it's good acting.
Yeah, that guy was in ER, right? Wasn't he back in the day?
I think so. Yeah.
Noah, something like that. Why?
Seems like pretty realistic the way they. I mean, it's pretty graphic. They show some stuff.
Ugh. Like, see that? Yeah, that I don't like. I don't like that.
I'll check it out.
I don't like some of that stuff, but yeah, anything HBO though is usually pretty good. So
yeah.
So we'll see. Good. Trump's been really busy.
Trumpy. Yeah, taking everybody away and, you know,
hey, done. that press secretary, did you see that in the presser today? They were like...
With the drones?
No, but they also asked about some of the, people being deported, and she's like, well, everyone being deported was a criminal, and they're like, well, why were they criminals? They're like, if you illegally invade this country, you're a criminal. It's like, that's kind of true.
Yeah, it's a fact.
It is kind of a fact. But we'll see what the ripple effect is of, like, you know, like the restaurant industry and everything else, you know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of jobs that probably won't be filled, you know?
And fix the eggs, Don. You promised cheap eggs.
Yeah, what's going on with the eggs? What the hell?
I got $150 for $60 the other day.
You love the eggs. How many eggs do you eat a day?
Between 9 and 12.
Wow. Eggs are good for you. It was a myth. Yeah. It was always a myth growing up. You know?
I'm glad we're back.
So, but yeah, the drones. We find out that it was our government all along. Shocker. So
what were they doing?
I don't know. Spying on Adam. Too many eggs. Like, yeah, listen, there's this guy. He lives in he lives over in Adam, what town do you live in again?
Sorry, I got dropped. I missed it.
Oh. No, we were saying that the drones were spying on you. Too many eggs.
Oh yeah, probably.
You're eating too many eggs. They didn't like it.
Yeah. But Mariano thinks I'm responsible for the egg shortage.
The egg shortage is Adam. Yeah,
yeah, it's because Adam. That's why the prices are going up.
I should just buy a chicken.
Shit. So, all right, guys. Anything else? We good?
I think we're good. Let's go Eagles, right?
What's that?
No, let's go Eagles.
E-A-G-O. No, what would the mayor, the Philly mayor?
E-L-G-A-S.
That was so bad. She made, do you guys know Gilly? Gilly the kid, he's a Barstool guy. He does the blow the whistle dance. Yeah. I go on
and on. He was partying with them.
What's that?
He was partying. He was in the locker room when they won.
Actually, yeah, and he like ran out with the team, I think, like 2 weeks ago. he's like their official mascot now.
Is he just like a super fan? I don't understand.
Well, he's on Barstool. He's got like a, I think he's got like a podcast on there. But yeah, he's like a super fan. After every game, it was like, or before every game, like him and his neighbors, they would just be like dancing to Blow the Whistle. You know, the Too Short song. And then he had Too Short come and do a video with them. So it's kind of like gone viral. But yeah, I guess the mayor sent him the hat. An Eagles hat with it spelled how she did that. He was wearing it. It was kind of funny. Yeah. But anyway. Yeah. So let's try and come back in 2 weeks and we'll just recap the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I'll be in Atlantic City by accident. I booked it by accident.
What? For Super Bowl Sunday?
Yeah. I didn't realize that it was Super Bowl Sunday when I booked it. I booked it months ago.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, so nice. I'll be there, but it'll be Eagles country down there. So
that's right. Yeah, there's gonna be Eagle fans everywhere. That's true.
Yeah,
where are you gonna be? Borgata.
Yeah, stay at the Borgata.
Nice. Enjoy that.
Maybe I'll go to the sportsbook or something.
Yeah, hell yeah. That'll probably be the most packed the sportsbook is all year.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, it's gonna be a zoo. Nice. All right. So definitely like that week, we should plan to do the next episode.
Let's do it.
All right. Good shit. Take care. Go me a hand.